When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to The Jillian Michaels Show. How's everyone doing?
Yes, Jillian.
Doing well.
Yes.
Ooh. Oh, yes.
Ah, really?
Mark that down.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. Just means, it's all good. It's all good.
Interesting. Jacob?
I'm happy. I'm currently still seeing that girl.
Porn star. Jake's dating a porn star.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Thank you.
Anyway, you know what's interesting? I will tell you that I have found this year to be, as I think we've all discussed, like, for the most part, when I go up to people and lately and I'm like, how are you? I mean, there's a story. It's not, I'm fine. It's, you know, my mom was just diagnosed with cancer. It's, my business just went bankrupt. It's, I mean, there's a story. Dude, a lot of people I know are just having really hard years. And I'm having one of the hardest years. And I was talking to Chloe the other day, who's a friend of mine, if you guys don't know, and also does my hair. And she's having kind of an intense year. And she goes, you know, I read something the other day, a quote, and it was like, I asked God to change my situation, and God said, I put you in this situation to change you. And I was like, oh, I know that. You know, deep down, I think you know that, right? When you're in like a tough spot, it's kind of saying like, hey, it's time to shift, it's time to pivot, mm-hmm. it's time to, and yet we hold on so tightly to this idea of what we thought success would look like. And I was talking to another friend of mine who was a photographer, brilliant photographer. He shoots all my shape covers, so talented. And he's never gotten like that Demarchelier, Peter Lindbergh, that like covers of Italian Vogue. And he just kind of, it's a political game, and once you start shooting like shape and self and this and that, it's like, oh no, they would never use you. And he's like, you know, and he's like mid-40s, the nicest, coolest dude. And he's like, yeah, there was this one opportunity and it was lost, and it just, you know, that path that I thought, well, to make a long story short, he started a wallpaper company, believe it or not. And he goes and he takes pictures of really cool stuff and he turns it into this really cool designer wallpaper. And someone from the Smithsonian contacted him and they're like, oh my God, we love this and we want to put it in like their permanent collection. Wow. And I said to Don, I was like, you know, dude, I'm like, I know this isn't the cover of Italian Vogue, but it is the Smithsonian. And he was stoked. I mean, don't get me wrong. He was really happy and proud. But I just thought, you know, you could have never known that, all the while grieving the loss of this career that he's talented enough to have, that kind of put him in a different direction. And who knows what that's going to turn into. Mm-hmm. And I think you just need to, stay, whenever you're in these very difficult situations, you've got to be malleable. You can't, there comes a time when you're like, no, I'll fight it. No, I won't quit. And it's not necessarily about quitting, but it is about being flexible. It is about being fluid. And I'll give you an example. Like, our entire business model was a content-based model. Books, DVDs, website content. You know what I'm saying? Predominantly content. A website, workouts, you know, books and all of it, blogs. And nowadays, people don't pay. They don't pay for content. Just the world has changed. Music, all of it. Artists, for the most part, are just giving their work away for free. And they're even like, you can't even, you know, you do a live performance and somebody puts it on Facebook Live, Periscope, and it's like, oh, I don't need to see his comedy show. I watch the stream. And, you know, now it's not even tickets and t-shirts, right? It's just t-shirts now. And you can fight it and you can be mad about it and you can say it's not fair. And, you know, you're seeing a lot of people doing that. Like Taylor Swift is saying, oh, no, I'm not going to go along with this. No, I'm not going to go along with that. And good for her. But at the end of the day, you can fight it and you can fight it and you can fight it. And sometimes you got to just go, this is what it is. I am not in control of everything. You're only in control of how you react and respond. And then I looked at my business partner, Giancarlo, and I was like, okay, you know, what? Let's look at the world and let's look at what people are buying and, you know, where can we contribute but still be profitable? You have to be profitable in your business. And so we're going, all right, food. You know, we've invested in Thrive Market. We've invested in, you know, we purchased Lucky Jack Coffee. We, you know, we're looking at a new company. I don't know if we're going to invest in it or not, but it's called Tea Riot. And it's like all organic cold pressed juice and teas. We invested in Greensberry Market, which delivers organic meat that's environmentally sustainable right to your doorstep. Like, we are systematically investing in, okay, hard goods. People still need to eat. You know, Aqua Hydrate. We invested in an alkaline water company. Like, we just, you pivot. You've got to be able to pivot. And, you know, whether, and I said, you know, another thing I'd like to get into is real estate. I'd like to start learning about real estate. People always need a place to live. And I think there's just, you've got to be able to shift. And you've got to be able to, and it's not always financial, obviously. I'm just using that as one example of me watching people like dash themselves into the rocks over and over because they're just incapable of appreciating the world changes very fast. And there's nothing you can do about that. But even in your, oh God, your romantic life, your friendships, like, there's a time to know when a friendship should end. There's mm-hmm. a time to know when a relationship should end. There's a time to know when something has played its course out. There's just, you got to be able to look at or find the lesson. You know what I mean?
I do. I'm struck by your photographer friend. You know, I think what, I don't know what his shift was, but it seems to me that he forgot that he, how grateful he should have been for what he did have. Like, I think, like, he's a photographer for Shape and Self. I mean, that is...
I'm the same way, though.
But you know what I mean? That's pretty... I mean, there's photographers all over the world who are, you know...
But you hold yourself to a different standard.
You do. However, it seems like something shifted where he said to himself, this is really cool what I'm doing, and I'm going to do possibly a parallel, and look what it opened up. Instead of going, I have to be on Italian Vogue... Something shifted in him, and I would love to ask him where that shift went, because for him to be able to do a parallel move and make that create for him,
yeah.
Something, it wasn't just...
Because, I mean, Janice, I've had those moments, like, I've been doing a lot of speaking engagements lately, and we're going on tour again, and I'm going to warn you all now, I will not have Manus as a job. I have her for the first few shows and the last week of shows. She's not leaving us. Manus isn't going anywhere. She just is unable to go to all of them, but we're going to tour again.
What I love is that you're evolving the live show. You're going to make something like...
It's a brand new show. Brand new show.
And it's so cool that you're willing to shift over here and see where that takes me. And that's really cool.
I'm going to say something so gross and obnoxious to the Italian Vogue level, but you know what? People are not perfect, so, you know, I'll be transparent. I always thought that I had the ability, like in these speaking engagements, I was like, you know what? I really feel like, yeah, there are a lot of people that hate me. There are a lot of people that know Biggest Loser Jillian, and they don't know who I really am, and they hate my guts, and that's fine. But there are a lot of people that...
That's such a hard thing for me to sit and listen to you say.
No, it's true. Believe me, it's so true. But there are a lot of people that don't hate me. And the ones that don't hate me, I feel like I am really able to reach, you know, and share with. And I'll be honest with you, this is going to sound so awful, and I hate when people do this to me. But I honestly thought, like, I could do what Oprah's doing. I could do that. Like, I could bring these issues to the forefront. Like, I could get people talking. Like, I could help people with information and giving them something that's fun and entertaining and informative that would help them. Like, I could do that. But beyond lunges, I'm like, and when I have these speaking engagements or these live shows, like, and I'm talking with people, mm-hmm. I'm like, why am I not, it's Don and Italian Vogue. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I missed, something happened, and I don't know if it was like, I got on the wrong foot, right? I did Biggest Loser, and Biggest Loser was the Shape cover. And then that whole world of like talk and all of that was like, ugh, Jillian Michaels, that screaming, horrible, wretched woman on Biggest Loser. And I just couldn't make the jump.
Right.
And I just couldn't do it. I couldn't close the gap. Could not do it. And I thought the reality show would be a good bridge because I was like, look, this is me. This is who I am. I'm not that person that was a farce that was being edited to damage my brand, to sell you the Biggest Loser brand. That's not real. This is who I really am. This is what's really true about me. And that didn't work out, right? And I was like, if I do this show for long enough, then I'll be able to I'll bridge the gap. People will go, oh, I see who she really is. And, you know, I can make that transition. And people were coming up to me, dude, off the reality show. And they were like, oh my God, I hated you. I swear to God, like on the daily, tons of people. I hated you. And then I just saw your e-show and you're not like that at all. And I was like, well, thanks, I think. You know, it's just...
Yeah.
But the, you know, it's that moment of like, I really felt like I missed my,
no. You know what?
Do you know what I'm saying?
I'm trying
to accept that right now. I'm trying to accept it and I'm trying to figure out what that means.
Why do you have to let go of your destination though? All you're doing is finding
well, it isn't daytime TV. So that's right.
What I mean.
Right.
So it's the
podcast, it's touring, it's all of that. It's all of that. And I'm like looking at the social media and I'm like, okay, you know, like I have Fit Fusion, which is a fitness network right now that we're building out. But I'm like, this could be a channel if it turns into, you know, we're already on AT&T. We're getting on Verizon Fios. We have a subscription, something on Amazon Prime. You can sign up for the little sub, add the subscription on. Like in the future, I could do programming on that. I could do freaking... programming on YouTube if I wanted to. Like, there's all these different options, and we have the podcast, which is great. I could shoot the podcast and put it on YouTube. I don't know yet. It just doesn't look the way I thought it was going to look, and that's okay. And, you know, I tarnished, you know, unfortunately, I made some choices. I benefited from Biggest Loser, and I have also paid the price of Biggest Loser so tremendously. But you know, it's like that quote, that which nourishes me also destroys me. It gave me my platform. It also did, you know, extraordinary damage to my potential with regard to, you know, what I would hope to end up doing. It's not to say it can't be overcome. It just might not look like Italian Vogue, right?
Right. That's what I mean. I think that's the come to Jesus moment you're having this year is it's not wrapped in the package you thought it was going to be. But you're still going. You're still headed towards the destination. That's the beautiful part. You're not like, oh well, shit. You know what? I'm just going to live off what I got, and you know,
yeah.
You're not. To me, it's life. You're great with people. You shine when you are with
people.
I like
to be around people.
People. It's the people, and the people like to be around you.
I like to look in the, like, I gave this talk at Cigna, and I like to just look into the audience and just, you see them listening. And that's a great feeling. I prefer to do Q&A. Sometimes I can do Q&A, right, when I have my manis with me. But it's like, I prefer the Q&A because you get to, you get dialogue. You're not talking at somebody, even though I can do that, you know, and I can tell, like, I'm like, okay, this is not really pinging with this group, and I can shorten and then expand on something else and be really fluid. But I don't know, man. I think that's the thing, though. You know, you're, whatever situation you may be in right now, if you are having a tough year, there's likely a reason. And I like to believe that, you know, we're in this situation so that we can be changed and we can grow and we can evolve. And then that means you got to be flexible. You got to be willing to surrender sometimes. Not give up, but give in and be open.
See? Now, if you were doing stand-up, you'd know right away if your audience was connecting with you, because if you weren't, you'd get an ashtray in the back of the head.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian.
Tell me what you think of this, Manis. I saw this. This girl drank 2 glasses of water before every meal for 2 weeks straight.
Because it would fill her up, right?
Yeah, well, and she lost like 3 pounds more than the people who didn't, blah, blah, blah. So, but then tell me something. Here's the real question. First of all, the reason I bring this up is not because water is magic, although, it, you know, we've talked about the benefits. But clearly what's happening is, have you ever guzzled 2 glasses of water?
No, I can't. I mean, right. I've guzzled,
this
but I can't.
But that's what I'm saying. Could you drink 2 glasses of water? That'd be like me drinking this whole Aqua Hydrate bottle before lunch. It takes me all day to get through this thing.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, like, the thing is, all they're saying is, obviously, it made her feel so full, so she ate less food, which comes back to the conversation that everybody tries to get around, which is what? Oh, hold on. Calorie control. It's another way of eating less, a.k.a. another way of controlling your calorie intake.
It's the magic pill.
It is.
It's the magic pill.
But then here's the question. I mean, I physically couldn't do that. Do you think you could do that? Even though it's like, oh, yay, good for you. It's good for you. I'd just be like, oh, my God, I want to be dead. I got to drink 2 glasses of water right now.
No, I couldn't. I couldn't.
And then, have you noticed the new trend in food? Waters. Different kinds of water. Watermelon water, birch water, which tastes like ass. Have you ever had birch water?
No.
Ugh. I wanted to try it because it's got manganese in it, which is good for your thyroid. So I was, and maple water, which actually is not quite as assy.
Are we still that, to this day, are we still that hate water that much that we still have to find a way to reinvent the wheel with water?
It's also, yes. And it's also superfoods. So like coconut water hit big. You know, coconut water's got a lot of sugar in it, though, and a lot of calories. So it's got a lot of electrolytes, which is great. If you're working out hardcore or you've had the stomach flu or you're sick, it's awesome. It's way better than something like Gatorade.
Yeah,
but it still has
sugar,
a ton of calories and sugar. So like what I'll do is sometimes, like, I put stuff in my water bottle. So like I'll take the aqua hydrate and I'll put like the chlorophyll, the cinnamon, the cell food. And then if I've got a really hard workout, I'll mix in some coconut water, just a little bit in there for the extra. But this already has electrolytes in it and no calories. I'll put like a little bit in. But, you know, you can get these benefits, but think about like watermelon water is loaded with potassium. Watermelon's really good if you eat a piece of watermelon.
Yeah.
You know, it's better to eat the food in most cases than it is to drink juice. So these waters are not juices per se. It's like infusions. And everybody's looking for like a superfood, and I mess with them too sometimes because I'm just curious, but I dilute them. So that would be my thing. Like, they're not all panaceas. They do, you know, watermelon water's got the electrolyte, or I'm sorry, watermelon water has like the potassium in it. The birch and the maple have the manganese, and the coconut has the electrolytes, but also calories, sugar. Birch doesn't taste great. You can infuse your water, as we talked about, with fruits and stuff.
Now, I went and bought went to the fancy health food store just yesterday.
Yeah, man.
And I bought an expensive, $3.89 I paid for this product. It was a juice thing.
Okay.
And I thought it looked very healthy. It had ginger and whatever in it. And I won't mention the brand name because I don't want you to get in trouble.
Oh, but you're about to slam a roux.
I took slam it and I showed my friend Kathy. My cat Kathy said, "That's got booze in it." And I said, "What do you mean it's got booze in it?" She goes, "There's alcohol in it." And I said, "Get out of here." I said, "If it had alcohol in it, they wouldn't be able to sell it." She goes, "It's got fermented alcohol." And I just
Wait, was it kombucha?
Yes. And I said, and you know what I said? I said, "Kathy, come on." So I took a sip and I went, "Oh, this kind of tastes funny." And you know me, I haven't drank. I'm going on 13 years that I haven't had a drink. But anyway.
Do you get drunk from kombucha? No.
No, but.
No, you shouldn't get drunk.
No, I didn't get drunk, but I spilled some. And it's my shirt smelled like I'd literally just come from the bar.
Kombucha is really good for probiotics, though.
I've been drinking one almost every day.
Because it'd be good for your tummy, right?
Yeah, it really helps. And I did get the ginger ones.
That's the one I got, Jake. Yeah. It had ginger in it.
You know, they sell two kinds, though. That company, I'm pretty sure I know the one. It's the company. So some have a little black label on it that says must be over 21, contains alcohol.
There's a lot of sugar in there.
And
oh, really?
The other one doesn't.
Is that what you bought, man?
Maybe that's what I bought.
But it's like the government has to put that if it's 0.5% by volume or more.
Well, I didn't feel like it was a trigger or anything. You know what
no,
I mean? Like,
right.
you know, but,
it's not, yeah.
But it did. It literally, my shirt smelt like liquor. And I went, this is not right. So I didn't know if that, but I didn't even look at that.
I don't like
the black label and the non-black label.
See, for me with kombucha, I just don't want all the calories. It's a lot of calories, a lot of sugar, so I take probiotics.
Is it a lot of sugar?
A lot of sugar.
Uh-oh.
But you're skinny, so it's not an issue.
I've been trying to stay away from sugar, though, because I've been looking at labels lately, and I'm like, oh my God, it's like so much sugar.
Nick, Google kombucha. Tell me how many grams of sugar is in a serving. A lot of calories, though.
Yeah.
But I don't drink my calories, man.
I just was like, man.
I do coffee, water, and if I do drink my calories, it's the occasional beverage. And that's about it.
I never buy those things. Just because, A, they're ridiculously expensive.
Like
people
three or
are
four
so
bucks.
Much more. They're a fortune. Yeah, go.
2 to 6 grams per 8-ounce glass of unflavored kombucha.
That's not bad.
Unflavored. Yeah, but it's flavored.
Can you check the ginger one?
No, not like bottled as in the supermarket, though. That's the thing. What's the name of that brand?
The one that I look up, the ingredients are raw kombucha and pressed ginger, and that's it.
Yeah, but it turns into.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but I was standing outside on Ventura Boulevard with a shower cap on and no pants, and I couldn't figure out what happened. So that's all I'm saying after your kumbaya juice.
Oh, dear. Well, yeah. I read something sort of encouraging, though, about all this stuff, because here's the good thing.
Okay.
Like, the interesting part is that there's a huge market for this stuff. And there was this article, and it was basically talking about how Americans are spending more and more money on acupuncture, yoga, yes, and, like, these natural kind of remedies. And, it goes to show you that people are wising up. And I remember when 10 years ago, I was on the coconut thing, right? Remember, I was like, coconut milk, coconut milk, coconut milk.
Mm-hmm.
And it was before coconut water. And I was like, coconut is the new thing. It's going to be the new superfood. And no one knew. So people were like, trainers were coming out of the world, were going, it's saturated fat, dumb bitch. And I was like, oh my God, it's medium chain fatty acids, dumb bitch. Like, you know, and it's, but it's like now, coconut this, coconut that, coconut and candy.
You get so abused online.
Oh my God, I know.
Oh my God.
I know, it's crazy.
It's sickening to me.
It's crazy. I also have, I'll get into that in a minute, but anyway. And I just watch the trends over the years. And I remember when I first did 30-day shred, which was about 10 years ago, and people were like, oh my God, it's only 20 minutes. And now you're hard-pressed to find a workout that even hits 20 minutes, which it should, by the way, but whatever. So, it's fascinating. It's fascinating how I will literally watch other people work out, and like I see like literally moves that I created, body weight moves that I create, like stolen straight off of my body shred manual. Like, straight off of it. Like, moves I created with the same name, and they're like, now we're going to do Dancing Crab. I'm like, oh, my God. I mean, but which is good. Which is a good thing.
I know.
Because just... I'm like, all right. But, I mean, it's, like, literally all my programming. It's fascinating. But I'm like, okay. And it's all the stuff that I was, you know, criticized for back in the day. But the point is, the world is changing. People are coming along. Like, when we started talking about organic... Mm-hmm. Janice, when you and I started together, I didn't know about organic.
Yeah. No, I remember. I remember
John Spencer Ellis came on.
You were still fighting with Monsanto back then.
Yeah. I mean, so the world's coming along, and I just think this is really encouraging that they're trying new things. And one of the things that we're writing about, like in this pregnancy book that's coming out in fall, the OBGYN that I'm working with, her name is Dr. Suzanne Gilbert-Lenz. I interviewed and interviewed. Because in that book, I have Andy, right? She's a pregnancy fitness expert.
Mm-hmm.
I have Cheryl Forberg, who's a registered dietitian, not a nutritionist, as in like went to college, registered dietitian, totally different than a nutritionist. I'm a nutritionist, certified nutritionist. That's the difference between like I have a degree in exercise physiology and I'm a certified trainer. So unfortunately for me, I'm a certified trainer and a certified nutritionist, but Andy has a degree in exercise physiology.
Gotcha.
And Cheryl's a registered dietitian. So what's good about me is I always find those people and then I can like disseminate information. But then I have Dr. Van Hurley's on the book, right? An internist. Mm-hmm. I've got Dr. Jay Gordon, who's a pediatrician, and Dr. Suzanne Gilbert-Lenz. And she studied Ayurvedic medicine. So she's obviously...
What's Ayurvedic?
It's like a holistic kind of home, years old. You know, you look at like Chinese herbs and all that. It's thousands of years old, but this comes out of India.
Gotcha.
Nicole, Google it. Read it to me. She's already on it.
Yeah. It was developed thousands of years ago in India based on the belief that health and wellness depend on a delicate balance between the mind, body, and spirit.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
But there's like herbs and this and that and this. And so this doctor really specializes in these alternative medicines as well as very traditional Western medicine. And we've got these different things in the book where it's like little boxes of, hey, try this, hey, try that, hey, try acupuncture for this, try massage of this for that,
right,
try these herbs for this, don't mess with these herbs, use these oils, blah 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 blah. And it's just people are more and more becoming aware. And I remember when Heidi, you know, and I write about this in the book, when Heidi was trying to get pregnant, these doctors kept pushing these different drugs on her, which is one of the reasons I wanted to write the book, right? We go to the fertility clinic because we're gay, right? You get the turkey baster, you shoot the stuff up there, you go home. Not because she was infertile. Well, you have to go to a fertility clinic for that. You can't go to your OBGYN. So we go and they're like, you know, they do the test. She pees on the stick. She's ovulating. They do the little ultrasound. They can see the ovaries. They can tell you how many follicles, like how many eggs are in each ovary.
They can?
Yeah. So she had 15, and 15 is like between 15 to 20. She's peeing on the stick. She's ovulating. Nevertheless, right, we try once. She doesn't get pregnant. They try to give her a trigger shot, an HCG trigger shot. And I go, well, why? And they're like, well, to trigger ovulation. I'm like, she is ovulating. She peed on the stick. What are you talking about? Then they tried to give her Clomid to make more eggs. I go, why are we going to make more eggs? I'm like, we didn't come to you for fertility.
Yeah, isn't that why people are having triplets and quadruplets?
I go, why do we need more eggs? She got 15 eggs. And then they want to put her on progesterone cream, which you put on if they've got like poor uterine lining, if they've got PCOS, if they're estrogen dominant. She didn't have any of that stuff.
Yeah, and three days later, you got a beard.
So listen to this. Well, no, it doesn't do progesterone. It's a complicated issue.
I don't know.
That one's actually really complicated. The progesterone, I said, okay, for the first three, because I was like, God forbid anything goes wrong. But there's a reason that we talk about it in the book. We go to our herb guy, right? And he goes, oh, you're not getting enough blood flow to the uterus. Okay. And he goes, it's not ovulation. It's not eggs. It's not this. Because then she tried three times, and I was like, no drugs. We're not doing the drugs. You don't need the drugs. Because, as I said, she had eggs, she's ovulating, and I'm like, this doesn't make sense. You don't need drugs for ovulation and eggs. Both are happening.
Maybe she needed you to do a sexy dance.
I tried it. Didn't work.
Oh, okay.
So, probably because I can't dance. So, anyway, he puts her on herbs. The next time she goes, pregnant. Bam. And then, as the doctor was, like, doing the ultrasound on her, she was like, oh, my God, you need to go to the cardiologist. Your aorta is bounding. So her aorta drops, right, to supply blood to the uterus, but it had, like, an extreme way. And I was like, no, she's on, I was fascinated. I'm like, no, she's on herbs, like, whatever's in it. And bam. And then the guy takes her pulse, and he goes, you're having a boy. At week three, you're having a boy. Guess what? Boy. Duh. He goes, 6 months in, he goes, this is going to be a 9-pound baby. Cut to.
This is the herb guy.
Yeah. Cut two, ready? Here we are in the delivery room with one of the best OBGYN, not Dr. Gilbert Glenn's, one of the best OBGYNs in the business, okay? And there, you know, I'm like, she needs a C-section. She needs a C-section. She needs a C-section. Make a long story. We're in hour 28. His heart rate, you know, this, I read all about this in the book, but, you know, it doesn't go your way. That's what it's really about. Like, have your plan, but be prepared to throw it away because medical emergencies can occur, this, that, the other. Well, sure enough, they do the C-section, 9 pounds. And you know Heidi's tiny, so he couldn't get out.
Yeah.
She couldn't dilate because his shoulders couldn't get past her hip bones. So after 28 hours of trying to, you know, with her, quote, natural childbirth, which is another animal, but couldn't get the baby out, this guy called it every step of the way. So I'm telling you, there's something to this. I don't know what, but there's something to it. And people are becoming more and more savvy of trying to stabilize and balance their body in a more natural way instead of going, oh, I'm sick. Let me add drugs and medicine in blindly. And I just think it's really encouraging.
Okay. I have two things to say. A, you're saying, if we can remember, I don't know how long ago it was, about you're saying about people trying to find a natural way.
Remember when he used to fart?
Remember?
Like this on the show.
Okay, let's remember,
right,
who was it a couple of weeks ago who said, why don't you try yogurt? Huh?
No.
And you said, and you slammed me for saying putting yogurt in my giggy. Okay.
I sure did.
And number two,
because you're supposed to eat it.
And number two, you don't say anything because I'm going to ask you too. What was the subject we started this segment with, Jake?
This segment here.
Nicole. Anybody?
Health foods. Waters. Oh, kombucha.
No.
Damn it.
Waters.
Suck it, Manus.
Water. We started it with water, and look where we've come.
Yes, but superfood waters.
Which is like kombucha.
Well, you know what the problem
is? And now...
You don't do your job. That's the problem.
Here's the headline. Why we're just friends is often a lie.
Ah.
Now, I'm going to give you two scenarios.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
My husband, I know it's hard for me to hear it coming from me. Okay. My husband is constantly texting a female coworker. He says they're just friends, but he guards his phone like it carries state secrets and leaves the room to text her. When I tell him it bothers me,
he says
I'm controlling or accuses me of not wanting him to have any friends. Now he's locked his phone and won't give me his password. He says I'm paranoid and it's my problem. scenario number two.
Yeah.
My wife has struck up a friendship with a guy from her gym.
Whoa.
They're constantly texting back and forth, sending workout pictures of themselves.
Whoa!
She says, I'm insecure and they're just friends. But yet she instantly deletes her text message history when they've just texted.
What?
If I asked to read the text, she said, I don't respect her privacy.
Whoa! Is that your whole piece?
No, I'm just saying that, that what it is the truth is many opposite sex friendships. Now I will go into same sex friendships as well.
Okay.
Are often are sustained because of a simmering attraction between two people.
Hmm.
Do you think that when someone says we're just friends, there is a little bit of a hint of a underneath?
Here's the catch. That is like weird secrecy. Like Heidi and I don't, like, we don't even, she knows all my passwords.
She does?
Yeah. And Nicole knows my freaking passwords. Although I do oftentimes email about Nicole and how incompetent she is to my business partners.
To other people.
Yes. How much I don't like her.
Sometimes she accidentally copies me on that.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Sometimes I loop her in on those email chains, and I'm like, Nicole's drunk again.
Oh.
Showed up to work topless again today. But, yeah, no,
it
I don't...
It only happened once.
The other thing, though, is I don't have... Well, once is enough. I don't have... I also am too busy to be a snoop. I don't snoop.
You don't... You never snoop?
Oh, I'm too selfish and too busy. I just don't care. I don't find anything that interesting.
No, but it's interesting. See, I have trust issues, right? Which is hence why I'm never in a relationship. I have real old trust issues.
I did see one text once from Heidi. We talked about it, and we had a huge fight about it. Because she was texting with someone about the awards and wasn't talking to me about the awards, and I got really mad at her.
See, but do you find, though, do you lose...
And it was an ex-girlfriend, and I was pissed.
Oh.
Yeah, furious.
See, do you find that you lose your kind of autonomy if you share all your... See, I have a thing, like...
I don't even think... It doesn't even cross my mind because I'm not hiding anything.
Right.
If I was hiding something, that's how I would behave.
So you believe then... Like they say, any professional who works with couples will tell you that the vast majority of affairs begin as a... they're saying opposite sex. I think it's the same in same-sex relationships,
too. Doesn't matter,
yeah. A majority of affairs begin with friendships.
Well, how else would they begin? Because it's like I'm in a relationship, and then it progresses. But I have a lot of friends. Although here's the thing, we don't have, and this is our fault. We don't have any. We have a, maybe two. I guess I'll count you. Three lesbian friends. So
I guess
you count. Most of our friends are straight.
Yeah.
Straight couples, straight men, straight women. There's her sister who's gay and her sister's wife. There's our friends Cindy and Lori who are gay. They're a couple.
And me.
And Manus. That's it. We don't have lesbian friends.
So, okay, but then... Well, who says that if you had a couple... Who says that you wouldn't possibly be attracted to the woman in the couple?
We don't have that. But
I'm not saying you are.
There was one time when I definitely noticed there was like somebody at a job that I was at and there was like a vibe. And I avoided that person like a plague.
Because you could tell.
I could tell. I was like, there's a vibe. And I was like, uh-uh. I just was like, eh, no, mm-mm. Because I think that it's normal to think someone else is attractive. It's normal to want to feel like people think you're attractive. You know, it's normal to want people to think you're attractive. It's normal to be attracted to other people. But the thing is, you don't act on it.
But that's just it. When does it, you're right, act on it. But when does it just dip into that?
No, you can't. You gotta, if you know that's there, you cannot engage. You cannot engage.
Even though it's titillating.
No, because it will always go.
It will, won't it?
Inevitably, yeah. Absolutely. It's like saying, I'm not going to eat cake, I'm not going to eat cake, I'm not going to eat cake, but I'm going to sit in this room with cake. No. Uh-uh. You got to get rid of the cake. No cake. No. No cake.
Boy, that's such a funny analogy.
And I constantly, like, if those situations presented myself, I would presented themselves, I would remove myself from the situation in the same way I would from like fattening food or a situation that's, I'd be like, now's my moment, or I know this is like a good idea, I'm out of here.
Well, I think the bigger question to, here
is, you got to be happy in your relationship to do that. If you're looking for a reason to get out, then there it is.
But you also have to trust your gut in if this is happening in your relationship, you also have to trust your gut to know, you know what, this is not right, and not second guess yourself.
Well, and your partner should be like, okay, I can see that this is making you feel really insecure and I don't want you to feel that way. You want to come meet this person? Then be transparent. Then function with transparency. And they're not. Because a relationship that's built on trust is a transparent relationship. What are you hiding?
Okay, then. That it will go on to say, now all this begs the question, might the suspicious partner, in fact, be jealous and controlling? Like,
you might be, but then be transparent with them. If you then be sympathetic and be like, I get it, you're a little bit jealous. Here, read the text. What are you hiding? Show them then. Prove it to them.
See, to me, for someone to know my passwords and stuff, although I haven't been in a relationship since, I think, World War II. So, yes, I get it. But there's something about knowing everything about me.
Heidi uses my phone sometimes, and I sometimes need to use her phone. I'm like, I don't have my phone. Like, it happens all the time.
Okay.
Or, like, she'll fix something on my computer when Topless over here isn't around. She's always on my computer fixing stuff.
Oh, when Topless.
You know what I mean? She'll help me. Like, the other day,
Nicole.
I'm trying to be more responsible with my, with like paying my bills myself instead of using like a business manager. I mean, like, I literally, we've talked about this. I don't even know what insurance policies I have. I mean, I just, it's really dumb, and I'm trying to like look at all this stuff and understand it in my life, so I'm not like the celebrity that gets taken for millions of dollars by some crooked business manager.
Right.
And I mean, like, there's a password document, and like, you know, Nicole knows where it is, Heidi knows where it is, and like, they help me set all this stuff up on auto pay. I mean, like, you just, at a certain point, if you're not hiding anything and you trust the people in your life, I mean, that's the thing. I think if you don't trust, if that person really loves you, I mean, that is suspicious behavior. I'd be like, why are you hiding that? I'd freak out, and I'm not a jealous person, actually.
You're not?
No. Not by nature, no. I told you I'm too selfish.
Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton. And I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype. From the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra. I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now. Available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We're just sitting here waiting on Manus again, Jake.
Here we are.
Do you know how many times I've called her over with the microphone? We're just waiting.
Well, we were figuring out your spots.
Yeah, they originally sent me 2.5 pages long, and I said, no, trim it down.
Nicole's so excited about this spot because it's about drinking and painting at the same time, which we'll get into in the spots.
Oh,
we could
popular.
Just do an organic spot like Adam Carolla does. By the way, he's so much better at that, just so you know. Hand me that. I'm going to show you what Adam does. When
I
his
know
thing.
What I've heard
No,
what
you
Adam
don't.
Does.
No, because we stop everything down, and it's like, it's, you know, and then people go fast forward. But you know what he does? He works them in. Because he's
If produced. You want to work them in, but
Watch
you know
me.
What? When you work them in, they're 5 minutes long. It's true. Because then you go on.
No.
Bounce, man, is bounce. Come on. And you won't go on until I bounce.
Just watch me. What's your segment?
All right, okay.
I'm going to do my own. I'm going to do it the way Adam does it. Because I have to be produced by another show, by observing another show. He's my own producer.
I've suggested live spots for a long time.
Who's yet to get me... My do, what's my, what's that award?
So what are you going to do now? You're going
to
no, show
us No, you're supposed
how...
to do a segment. You're supposed to do your segment.
No, but as soon as I start to do my segment, you're going to interrupt with your live spot.
Yes.
Yeah, well.
I'm ready. I'm going to do it the way Adam does it. Go. What's your segment?
Okay. Mm-hmm. These.
Yeah.
I thought this was kind of fun, and I thought we could do this with each other. These are the fitness trends that everyone was obsessed with the year you were born.
Mm.
All right?
Okay.
So, who would you want to start with? The year you were born. Like, this year, it's the fit experiences, right? Everybody's into, like, the gladiator, the experiences, doing
Okay. Yeah. No one was born this year, though.
No one was born this
That's
year.
That's not interesting.
Okay, Jake, what year were you born?
91.
All
right.
Oh, God.
Hang on, I've got to go through all these.
I graduated high school in 91.
That even made me cringe a little bit.
Oh, come on, Nicole, what are you, 88?
Yeah, I know, but still, at least I was in
88. Hang on.
Oh, God.
I'm still at 1999. What was it?
Oh,
98.
My God.
I'm 91.
You don't have it ready?
No, I don't know what year.
You're the crappiest producer in the world.
I don't know what year it is. 1991, guess what it was? The 8-minute abs.
Yes.
Remember 8-minute abs?
Jorge Cruz, right? Was that
was
the guy?
Was that who it was?
Wasn't that who it was? I remember. Yes, I think
Cruz.
It was him.
All right.
Wasn't it Jorge Cruz?
There's something about
Wasn't
Mary.
Wasn't it? Answer me!
Oh, hang on a sec. My
Nicole,
God,
Google that
woman.
Since Janice can't get it right.
Hang on. YouTube sensation.
What am I Googling?
In 91, he wasn't a YouTube sensation. YouTube didn't exist in 91.
How do you know?
What are you talking
about?
Because I was alive
was like,
in 91.
Yeah.
Wait,
there was dial-up on AOL, and that was in, like, 95.
Well, I don't know Jorge Cruz.
Oh, forget it. What's the next one?
Okay, Nicole?
88.
Okay, hang on
Here
now.
Goes Janice, scrolling.
God, you're just a beast.
Scrolling.
That was 1988?
Yeah.
The Thighmaster.
Oh, good one.
Developed by Joshua Reynolds.
What about Suzanne Summers?
Well,
she was the spokesperson.
Yeah, there it is, spokesperson. The best part was Suzanne Summers inducted. Okay, what year were you born, Jillian?
84.
You were.
You jackass.
I'm telling you.
Anybody can look at Wikipedia and find out. Okay.
Wikipedia is so full of crap. According to Wikipedia.
I know. You can put it in.
Oh, my God.
Okay, guess what it was for you.
But
sauna suits.
Wow. Yeah.
Many resorted to putting trash bags over their clothes to get the same effect. Wow. Isn't that something? Okay, 1981.
Who's in 81?
The fitness sensations.
Wait, who was born in 81?
Denise Austin.
But wait, she wasn't born in 1981.
Oh my God.
Who was born in 81?
There's nobody else here.
You.
That doesn't even code back that long.
And don't forget, send us your questions at jillianpodcast@gmail.com.
Find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.